and he killed a lot of people, but I didn't know nothing about it much, you know. And it was old man Jimmy brother. And the last man he killed one of these highway men, was an engineer on the highway somehow or another, and he was inspecting. Okay, I'm just fixed the road. And that man went out and condemned him. And he jumped on him. And this fella whooped him. And he went to the camp and got his horse and saddled him up and rid the town, tied that horse and walked the streets till he found that man and shot him 6 times. Met him on the street and killed. But then they'd taken all his weapons away from him and put him under prohibition. They kept from executing him. His folks had a lot of money and they just nearly went broke trying to save him. So he come home and he found out I was raised with his brother's children. And he taken a liking to me and I was scared of it. He come out of me to go hunting with him. And I was scared to go and scared not to go. I didn't know what to do with him. He bring a mule for me to ride. And he had a big dog named George. And old George wouldn't run nothing with rabbits at night, I don't reckon, but everything George struck was a wildcat, a fox or a coon. You better not tell him he'd run the rabbit, man. He'd get a hot with you if you tell him. Rabbit come right on the mule, horse was riding, just come right along by us. And that dog come along there, "Ah, damn, gentlemen, he's running that cat tonight, ain't he?" I said, "Yes, sir." "Your dog, my dog wouldn't run rabbits at night. Your dog won't run no cat. I'm going back to Georgia and buy you a pair of cat dogs." I told him yes, sir. And me and him hunted and hunted and decided he'd go to sleep. And I was scared to go to sleep in the woods with him. He pulled his saddle off, I pulled mine off, and we built a fire, and he laid his head on his saddle, and I laid my head on mine. He snowed, he went snowing that a while, he said, lay still, don't you move." I said to myself, "You think be in these woods by yourself, or you ain't talking about you not moving, I leave you." But he's dreaming about the folks I reckon he had killed. And that man lived over there, and he'd come here and he'd tell he'd tell "You go in the other room, me gonna stay in here." Go in there and go to bed, and he'd stay in here. He'd blow a horn, he'd keep you up all night. He'd sit up in the house Sunday night or any other night and just blow a horn all night long, drink whiskey and coffee, you know. And after he found out I was raised with his family, I had an old car. He said, "I said, yes. By God, I want me and you to ride about some tomorrow." I said, "Captain Gus, I ain't got no tag on my car, my truck." "Oh, hell, you can't run on a tag. Take gas to run a car." He said, "I'm gonna go daddy now." I said, "Well, the Lord get me. Ain't a law in hell to arrest you with me." And they wouldn't, up in old. They found out who we were, they let me go too, and it was fun. So I cranked up. I was just scared to death. I was scared not to go with the man. He had me in a mess. And he met a white fella down the road, and this white fella was just as scared of him as a rabbit was a dog. "Oh, he just, Mr. Carter, Mr. Carter, eat dinner with me today, please. Mr. Carter, get out and have dinner with him." I was sitting there hoping